The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Who here remembers learning how to ride their bike growing up? I trust at least some of you learned how to ride a bike growing up. We do live in Boston. I know a lot of you grew up in another city, but a common experience a lot of us have growing up is learning how to ride a bike. I think I was probably 4 or 5 years old when I learned how to ride a bike, and I pride myself on being kind of a manly man, but when I look back on that experience, I realized that being the second child and having an older sister, learning how to ride my bike for the first time and using her bike, a hand-me-down, and it was a pink and purple bike. And so as a young boy, looking back, I was like, I was riding up and down my street, North Gideon Street, riding a pink and purple bike. Like, come on, Mom and Dad, like, couldn't she have done a little bit better at some point? But I did get a better bike at some point. But just that memory of riding a bike for the first time, 4 or 5 years old, you think you're becoming a big kid, you're ready for the training wheels to come off. But yet, as soon as the training wheels come off, and no matter how big you think you are, that fear comes in again. And with that fear, as you learn to ride, you need that stability, that stable hand of Dad or Mom. And I certainly needed that stable hand to get going. And part of that fear, too, is then, like, until you get the strength and the coordination, you know you're going to crash, and the crash happens at some point. And I had many crashes and some broken bones to prove it as I learned how to ride my bike and take some dares as I got older with that bicycle. But eventually what happens is you learn how to ride the bike and you gain freedom at a young age. You get to go places, even if it's one block at a time, especially in a small town of like 7,000 people where I grew up, you get to go for the first time by yourself without Mom and Dad. And to experience that freedom and being an individual, like being sent out. But then what's also important about learning how to ride that bike and getting older is that you also never forget where home is, where you always return to your family and to be with Mom and Dad and your brothers and sisters. Something that's very common for many of us that we just kind of take for granted, and maybe you've been able to teach your son or daughter, grandchild, niece or nephew, but it's a very profound experience of overcoming that fear of being sent out but then coming back home again. Today on this Solemnity, we conclude our Easter season as always with Pentecost. And in the Gospel of John again, we read once again that the disciples, they're locked up in the upper room where they've been since the ascension of Christ praying, but they're afraid. It's one of the common signs that we see in these 12 men and a few others is that there's so much fear, and rightly so, with them during this Easter season, that they too might be put to death just like this master, this person, Jesus, that they follow, this God. But now something different happens to them. Yes, Jesus gives them the gift of his Holy Spirit, but it's needed because he gives them a new command that we haven't heard before in this Easter season, and how we conclude Pentecost, is that he gives them the authority, he gives them their mission to forgive sins. Basically, to live the life of priestly ministry for Christ and for his church. And the gift of the Holy Spirit is what allows them to overcome their fear, to take the training wheels off, to realize that they don't need Jesus with them in body anymore. Be a Jesus in giving them, and not just His Holy Spirit, but the Spirit also of His Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father. What He's saying to the apostles is, the training wheels are off, and now you go out to live your mission, but My eyes are always on you. And I give you the grace, I give you the ability to go out and live this command that I give you. And Jesus also knows, and what He does in giving them the gift of the Spirit and being His first witnesses of His church, is that they're going to crash and burn. They're going to crash and burn. And we read that many times in the Acts of Apostles. They crash and burn by arguing with one another, by getting it wrong at times. And not just with their own faults, though obviously they're going to have to incur the hatred of the world around them as they go out and preach the good news and begin the sacramental life of the church. But yet again, Jesus, in giving them this, reminds them that I've given you the strength and the grace to live your mission. I am here with you always because of the Spirit that I give you from My Father and I. We are here with you. Our eyes never leave you. But then also what Jesus gives them with the grace of this Spirit on this Pentecost is He always reminds them where home is. That they will go far and wide. And that they will scatter. Yet He sends them out. They go out to find one church. One holy, one Catholic church. And gives them the Spirit to gather every Sunday. To worship Him. To read His Scriptures, and to partake in the greatest meal, the Eucharist, by coming together as that family once a week. That's the beauty, that's the purpose and grace of the first, but also this Pentecost here today. You two are witnesses. I am a witness. Not just to Christ, but to one church, one holy, one Catholic church. How you live your witness is different for everyone. And you definitely, when you walk out these doors, go into a world that, especially today, doesn't want to hear the message of Christ and the message of the church. And none of us here are definitely perfect. It's a reality that we all have to face. But yet what Jesus reminds us of this Pentecost Sunday, like the first Pentecost when He breathed on His apostles, is He reminds us that we don't have to go at it alone. There's nowhere that we can go that He doesn't see us, and there's nothing that we cannot do because He's given us the grace to do it with the gift of His Spirit. Will we fail? Yes. But 2,000 years of our Catholic faith show us that human failure will not stop our Lord and will not stop this church, no matter how much the world tries to do so. And that is why we gather like the apostles, like our first brothers and sisters in Christ, once a week for 1 hour, if that, to gather together as one church, to be strengthened through the words that we hear from these Scriptures, to be reminded and give us the grace to live this witness to this faith, but also to partake in a meal, to receive Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity in this Eucharist, which we now receive.